You're listening to the audio production of If I'm Found by Terry Blackstock, published by Zondervan and read by Kate Rudd. This book is lovingly dedicated to the Nazarene. 1. Casey. The police lights in my rearview mirror almost destroy me. Only 10 miles out of Shady Grove, police race through traffic behind me. Sirens cycling and blaring, those blue bulbs painting terror inside my rain-drenched car. There's no place to pull over. The traffic ahead is jammed and the sides of the road drop off into ditches. My heart fists and slams, and I break out in sweat. But there's also the tiniest relief. Soon it will all be over, this running and hiding, this pretending to be someone else. This detachment from real life, because relationships can be so painful when you have to rip them off like wax. But as quickly as that relief comes, reality banishes it. It's my life that will be over, as soon as they turn me over to my tormentor. And then they'll start on my family. I glance at myself in the rearview mirror. They'll identify me right away because of my injuries. My jaw is bruising and swollen, and my hand is sticky with blood. Under my torn jeans, my legs feel bruised and bloody. They won't care that I fought for my life tonight, and for someone else's. It won't matter what good I've done, because my best friend's murder scene was covered with my DNA. In their minds, I'm a cold-blooded killer. They'll say I deserve whatever happens. As the police cars weave through traffic and move up behind me.